in what is largely considered to be the climax of this week's parsha, which is the ground opening up and swallowing Korach and his followers. So we are also told of the response and reaction of Klal Yisrael. V'chol Yisrael asher sivu v'seihem nasu l'kolam. All of Bnei Yisrael who were surrounding the events of the ground opening up and everyone being swallowed inside, nasu l'kolam. They raised up their voices. Ki amru, and they said, pentav aleinu ha'aretz, lest that we also be swallowed into the ground. So the Slonim Rebbe, the author of the Nesivah Shalom, he wrote a compendium of the Divrei Torah of his ancestors, of those who were associated with Beis Slonim, Slonim Chasidus. And in Slonim, it is considered that Rav Moshe of Kobrin is the founder of the Slonim Chasidim, and really one who is Miyasid, who laid the foundation for that strain of Chasidus. So he quotes from, in the Sefer Toras Avos, from Rav Moshe of Kobrin, who explained Aldera Chasidus, this pasuk, and he said as follows. The idea that Bnei Yisrael raised their voices up is that we know that when we daven out loud, or we learn Torah out loud, and we raise our voices when we learn, it awakens our concentration, it allows us to learn better, to daven better, and therefore this is the idea of Bnei Yisrael crying out. I mean, it could have just said that Bnei Yisrael, you know, were upset, or they daven, whatever it is. This idea of nasu l'kolam, they scream, they raise up their voices when they saw what happened to Korach, is talking about how we serve Hashem when it comes to Limud HaTorah. And therefore, Nasu L'Kolam. Nasu here means that they raced after. They raced after their voices. They pursued serving Hashem with their voice because they were afraid of the artsius, of the physicality, of being dragged further. Pen to Valeno Aris, lest we be dragged further into the world around us. And the way to overcome using our Yitzhahara and using Talmud Torah is the process of learning out loud. Not to learn quietly, but to learn with a voice and to speak out one's Divrei Torah, and not just to think Divrei Torah, but when a person sits with a chavrusa and they're sitting by themselves and learning, and they're sitting over a sefer, not to scan the sefer like you're reading a magazine or a newspaper, but to read it with your voice and to hear the sound of your voice when it comes to one's Limud HaTorah, and it enhances one's Limud HaTorah, certainly. Said the Gemara in Erevin, the bottom of the Gimel Amud Beis, going as the top of Daftan Dalad, the story of Bruria, the famous wife of Rabbi Meir, that Bruria once saw one of the Talmidim who was sitting and learning from his sefer very quietly, whispering, nobody can hear what he was saying. So the Gemara says that Bruria went over to him and kicked him. That's a different shear. And she said to him, what's wrong with you? The Pasuk says in Shmuel, Arucha b'chol shemura, meaning that if the Torah is aruch, it's arranged throughout your entire body. If your whole body is filled with Torah and you use your voice and you get excited through your Limud HaTorah, so then it'll be shamur, it'll be guarded, and you'll remember your learning. And then the Gemara goes on to tell us a story that the one Tana had a student who learned very quietly for his learning and never learned out loud, and after 3 years, he forgot everything he learned. This is cited in many Sfarim, that a segula and etza, to remember one's learning, is to learn out loud and not to learn quietly. The Klausenberg Rebbe writes in the Sefer Shefa Chaim by Chag HaSukkos, he says, this is what the Torah means when it says, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. That Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, and then what does it say? Daber el Bnei Yisrael. The word Lemor and Amar and Dibur is all over the place. Why does it say so many times? So says the Klausenberg Rebbe, Hashem is telling Moshe, and you need to tell Bnei Yisrael, Lemor. When you learn Torah, you learn about mitzvot, it needs to be speaking it out loud, using your mouth, your voice, when it comes to one's Limud HaTorah. And this is brought the Halacha L'maisa, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, in Paragim Halacha Yudbeis, and the Shulchan Aruch, in Yerodeya, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, in Reish Mem Vav, Sifchav Beis, writes, V'chol HaMashmiya Kolo B'Shas Talmudo, whoever raises up his voice when he learns, Talmudo miskayim biyado, he will have a better opportunity to remember his learning. One who reads quickly, like he's reading through a magazine or a newspaper, will simply forget his learning and will not retain it in the long run. There's a Gemara in Yuman Daf Yud Testament Aleph that says, Tanur Rabbanan v'dibarta bam, right? When you learn Torah, you should speak it out, bam, when it comes to Torah, v'lo b'tfilah, but not when it comes to davening. So says Rashi, what's wrong with davening? Why can't we daven out loud? So Rashi quotes a concept from the Shiltas, which is brought by other Sfarim as well, that davening is supposed to be quiet. Davening is supposed to be between us and Hashem. But learning, says Rashi, learning, says the Gemara, v'dibarta bam, out loud, enunciate, loudly, out loud, in front of the whole Beis Medrash, in front of the whole shul, that I'm learning Torah, and it's not quiet, like when it comes to tefillah as well. The Chida writes in the Pesach Einayim, on this Gemara in Erevin, that this is the concept of HaKol Kol Yaakov. If we want to defeat Esav, it has to be with a kol, it has to be with a voice, with Yaakov Avinu sitting in the tents of Torah. That's how we raise up our own Yetzer HaTov over the Yetzer Hara. In fact, the Zohar Kadosh writes in Chelek Gimel, on the Pasuk of Hashmeri Es Kolechi Kolech HaRev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to hear your voice, because your voice is sweet. So the Zohar Kadosh says that only the sound of Torah being learned out loud goes up to the highest realms of Shemayim. Things like tefillah and other things like that, there are other areas in Shemayim where that sound goes to, and that sound is miskabel. But in the highest, most exalted areas in Shemayim, the sound of Torah being learned out loud, that is what is accepted in that location. The Maharal writes in the Derech Chaim, in Pirkei Avos and Perek Gimel, that this is the concept of Divrei Torah. Torah is supposed to be bedibur, with speech. The Maharal says it's not Torah Gemura, whatever that means. It's not complete Talmud Torah. There's something lacking in your Talmud Torah if you learn Torah and you don't say it out loud. It's not a complete learning unless it is enunciated. I'm going to share with you a beautiful idea that I once heard from Rav Ben-Sion Cook, who's one of the poskim in Yerushalayim, and he has a Beis Hora, he's a Talmud of Rav Yashiv. So he had a beautiful insight based on the comments of the Ramchal, and the Ramchal's Sefer Derech Eitz Chaim. And the Ramchal writes as follows. The Ramchal says that learning Torah is a reality. That when a person learns Torah, it creates a metzias in the world that's a real thing. And it creates a light that enters and enhances a person's neshama. And the Ramchal says that just like sunlight comes into a house through a window and the light enters the house, so too Torah is a light that enters into the person's neshama. The same imagery. If you see the sunlight coming into the home, so too the Torah enters in to a person's neshama. And he says this is why the Torah is compared to a fire very often, this connection of fire and light. And the Ramchal makes the following explanation comparing Torah to fire. Torah is like a fire in the sense that like an ember of fire. If you look at an ember, it's not very colorful, it's not very exciting. Inside this dark piece of coal, this dark ember, there's something very hot. But on its own, it doesn't seem to contain anything that is very special. But inside of there is something very powerful. Fire has many colors, it's beautiful, it carries heat, there's something special about this fire. And this is the same when it comes to Torah. Torah on its own is not just a wisdom. It's not just something that you have knowledge of, and you forget it, you remember it, and that's it. Torah is something that is a reality, a metzias, that changes and affects a person's neshama, says the Ramchal. But if you don't break inside that ember, and you don't crack it open, then it's just going to be a wisdom. The light is not going to pour forth and come into your neshama and change you as a person. So you need to prod it, and you need to move it around to bring out the beautiful colors and the different radiance that comes from the ember, that comes from the fire. And therefore the Ramchal says that when a person exerts himself and is osek in Torah and struggles and works on it, what he's doing is that he's breaking open the ember and allows the fire to come out. And he says, this is pshat in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, hafoch ba dekula ba. You break through the ember, you turn it over, and again, and again, and again, and you see the beautiful colors of the Torah come out, and you see really what Torah makes Torah special, and really what enhances, and how Torah enhances our own life. So the Ramchal says that this is the relationship of Torah to a fire. It's an ember that we break open and to bring out the fire inside. So Rav Ben-Sion Cook explains as follows. This is why you need to speak out Torah. This is why you need to enunciate Torah. Why? Because when you speak out the Torah, it's like you're blowing on the embers. You're bringing out the fire inside. Just like when you blow on the fire, it causes the fire to spread and to become more hot and become more beautiful. This is why we speak with our mouth. It ignites our neshama. It wakes us up. It brings out the Yetzer HaTov over the Yetzer Hara. If you sit there quietly learning Torah, like you're scrolling from your phone, so then you're not breaking open the ember. You're not bringing out the fire of the Torah. You speak it out with a passion, with an intensity, and that takes everything out, and that makes the Torah something very special. And this is what Breuer was saying to the Talmud. If you want the Torah to be Shmura, all 248 limbs, your whole body, everything together, your mouth, your neshama, your soul, your speech, in order to bring out the Torah, and not just a great way to concentrate, but it turns our Torah into something special, something that becomes part of us as well, through our enunciation, our dibur of Lubin HaTorah.